It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
This Friday afternoon, Pastor Mazuba, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me back on the show.
Our question for today, Pastor, is what should you pray about and how do you know you're praying for the right thing?
Okay, and a very, very good question, and which many troubles. But here's the first part of the question. What should you pray about? And my answer to that is a prayer about everything. Prayer is like breath. And so we must pray anything. It's the Bible that encourages whatever arise to perplex us, whatever comes to us. We must pray. We must pray in thanksgiving. We must pray in request. We must pray over issues that arise in this in spiritual terms. We must pray over issues that arise in our financial terms. We must pray over issues that arise from our social interactions and just social being social beings. We must pray over mental issues that we struggle with. We must pray over every aspect of life, and above all, we must pray even issues that deal with our salvation. So prayer does not limit us to what range of things we must pray. We must pray about everything and just present them to God. Then how do we get to know if we are praying? Are we praying amiss? Are we praying towards God's will? How do we get to that place? Number one is that God, through the Bible, has given us his word and he has invited us, come unto me. And so in that invitation, he asks us to come and present our requests known to him. And so how do you pray? You pray because he has invited you. And so you submit to his call and present your request known. How do you know that you are praying according to his will? You believe that, look, if he has said, make your request known, you make your request known to him. And you ask yourself, is this thing that I'm asking, is it for, how will it bless me? How would it advance me in advancing, growing? Will it be a blessing to people around? Is it something that when I receive it, it will just continue to be a blessing, not only to me, but to the rest of people around? Then we know that we are praying according to how he would want us to pray, and also to pray in his will. God, the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. So if he says a no to something, you're praying for a life partner and things do not move in that way, you still believe that he heard you, you prayed and he has answered, but things didn't work out. You still trust that I can still call his name in such. Why? Because he has ordained marriage. He has given it as a gift. So you still pray because you're praying according to his blessing, his promises, and what he has allowed that we can seek him. So I think that's how I would approach this question, and okay, just to ensure that our prayers deep and aligned to the word of God, what we are asking for, why we are seeking the things for. Is it for me to show off that because my friend there bought a Range Rover, so Lord bless me a Range Rover so that he can also see that you're what? Why am I asking for? Is it for me to show off? Is it for pride? Is it for jealousy? But we know that if we're praying for something that we know will be a blessing to us and those around us, then we are praying in God's will.
Hey, Mfundis. yo. I'm going to ask the question that's supposed to be a follow-up, but I'm not expecting you to answer it, Mfundis, because our time is up, and I know I'll get in trouble if I extend this conversation beyond this. I remember Jesus asking and praying, and this is Jesus in Gethsemane, and Jesus, the one who taught the disciples, yeah, when you pray, pray in this fashion. But then, yeah, in Gethsemane, he prayed, Heavenly Father, let this cup pass. It makes me wonder, did he not know the will of God? Because he continues to say, not my will, not according to my will, but thine, which makes one wonder, if Jesus does not know God's will, how are we supposed to know? But I'm not asking you so that you answer to Funis.
but you can't leave it.
I'm going to get in trouble with Funis by pursuit. I'm just putting it out there so that everyone can know that. Thank you very much.
I hear you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, that's how we end our question for today. Looking forward to next week's answers.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.